This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for June 4th. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Isaiah, chapter 46, verses 3 to 4. It says there, "Listen to me, you descendants of Jacob, all the remnant of the people of Israel, you whom I have upheld since your birth and have carried since you were born, even to your old age and gray hairs, I am He. I am He who will sustain you. I have made you, and I will carry you. I will sustain you, and I will rescue you." End of quote. Corrie ten Boom said this, "Worrying is carrying tomorrow's load with today's strength, carrying 2 days at once. It is moving into tomorrow ahead of time. Worrying does not empty tomorrow of its sorrow. It empties today of its strength." End of quote. Do you know you can replace your worries and anxieties by worshiping and praising the one true God? Prayer and worship strip off all sources of burdens. Today's insight comes out of a background of people's fascination for man-made idols and images. The previous chapter, chapter 45, verse 16 says, "All the makers of idols will be put to shame and disgraced. They will go off into disgrace together." End of quote. Verse 18 says, "The Lord who created the heavens, He is God. He who fashioned and made the earth, He founded it. He did not create it to be empty, but formed it to be inhabited. And He says, I am the Lord. There is no other." End of quote. Chapter 46 verses 1 and 2 says, "These objects of people's worship, idols and images, they were put on animals and cattle, and the wagons had heavy loads, making it hard for the tired animals to carry them." You see, in the olden days, the animals carried those heavy loads. Then it says, "They get down, both idols and animals bow down together. They could not save the heavy load. Both idols and animals carried away to another land." You see, worshipping idols and images do not take away burdens, only it adds. Bible describes the folly of idol worship. The one true God who hates idols and image worship is revealed in the pages of the Bible. Our today's Bible verse, the Lord says, He says, "Listen to me, I am the one who had upheld since your birth. He is the one who carried you since you were born, not the human-made idols and images." Then the beautiful promise of God comes after that. It says, "Even to your old age and gray hairs, I am He. I am He who will sustain you. I have made you, and I will carry you. I will sustain you, and I will rescue you." End of quote. Bible says God formed you in your mother's womb. The book of Psalms 139:13 says, "God created your innermost being. You are knit together in your mother's womb, and you are fearfully and wonderfully made by Him. He knew and His eyes saw your unformed substance, unformed body inside your mother's womb." Psalm 139, verse 16. Beloved, honor the true God who made the heavens and the earth, and the one who formed you wonderfully inside your mother's womb. He is the one who upholds you. He is the one who carries you, not the man-made idols and images. Even when you become aged and weak, He promises He will sustain you. The reason is He has made you, and that is why He will carry you and rescue you. Anchor your worried soul with God's promises. See, the question is, do you know this truth? If you want to know more about this topic, refer to in the teachbible.org. There is an article, "What is Wrong with Idols?" You can click the link and go there. Do you know God loves you and He has compassion on you because you are created by Him in His own image? It is because of God's love and compassion that He sent only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, into this world to die in your place for all of your sins and crimes and mistakes, because those hindered your fellowship and friendship with God. Remember, God loves you. Remember, God has compassion on you. You see the love of God toward you, beloved, on that cross, where the body of Jesus became a sacrifice for your sake, to make you a child of God. God says He loves you. Look at the cross where Jesus died, carrying your sins, so that you can understand the depth of God's love toward you. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I understand the folly of idols and image worships. I know you hate it because the Bible reveals that you hate that practice of worshiping idols and images. I know you created me in my mother's womb. You upheld me and carried me from my birth. I believe in your promise that you will sustain me and rescue me and save me. I understand you love me and you gave me your only one son, Jesus Christ, for my sins. I believe Jesus died and rose again for me. Lord, forgive my sins and save me today. I worship you. I praise you. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.